The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And now joining us in studio, we have Bill Stieber, veteran photojournalist and MTSU alum. Tell us about your photography, first of all.
Well, first thing, I want to give a shout out to the MTSU Photo Department, which helped me find my path when I took a class back in the mid-80s, let's just say, and really discovered the creative outlet of photography, and it led me to a long career at the Tennessean as a photojournalist, where I was basically a walk-on in the late 80s and then worked there till early 2000s and had incredible opportunities to photograph. You know, I did the Super Bowl when the Titans played, and used to do runway fashion in New York, covered national politics, everything in the world. It was an amazing opportunity.
Photography is so interesting because it captures this fraction of a second in time, and you're able to go back and look at it years and years later. I mean, my favorite magazines were Time and Life magazine.
Life magazine changed the world by basically holding up a mirror to America and showing it to itself, and there's something really emotionally powerful about the still photograph. I mean, video is great, and we think of some historical moments in video, but mostly we think of them in still photographs.
It's like that photograph captures a whole lot more than the video ever could for some reason.
And it's something, too, what I love about the process of making photographs is that it cuts through the conscious mind, where you have to react almost emotionally and reflexively, and time slows down and you become at one with the moment to capture moments that you don't even know the significance of while you're doing it. It's just a great way to feel alive when you're in that moment.
Now, sports photography is one thing, but when it comes to life photography of somebody just living in general, how do you go about blending into the moment so that you don't stand out as a photographer and you end up capturing with the person standing right in front of the camera smiling perfectly?
Well, the thing is that it draws on the ability you have to connect with people, and that's one of the things that's great about it. Like, for instance, I've been part of what this film is about is my 30-year-plus career photographing blues culture in Mississippi. And there's two kind of principles about that. You know, how do you capture something that's real without interfering? And there's the fly on the wall kind of aspect. And the thing is, I've never really believed in that as much as the full immersion version, where you absolutely become so much a part of a scene. Like, for instance, if you're photographing a juke joint and you're not from the community and you're like, who are you? Who's this guy with a camera? You become friends with everybody. You smile, you laugh, you dance, you buy somebody a drink, and you just become like, oh, they forget about you.
Yeah.
And then people will like reveal themselves in honest ways that you can get some really beautiful moments. And that's been my goal for all these different years, like with this film. Yeah.
You know, some of the best photographs I've ever seen of just people in their setting, in their realm where they're living, are the ones taken like with a 35mm up close and personal.
Yep. The key is human connection. I mean, the thing is, you have to have the technical skills to know what you're doing, but the real key is the emotional connection, the making people feel comfortable no matter who they are, whether they're in politics or anything. You know, you have to really connect. You find that something within yourself that connects with that person, and everybody has connections.
Now, what's amazing to me is when you're photographing over the years, when you look back at different pictures, you're photographing somebody who is getting ready for some big moment. They're about to go on stage, whatever it is. But when you look at the photo, it looks like you're in the room with them, maybe a foot away from their face, but yet you're able to capture it.
Yeah, and that is the beautiful thing, and that's one of some of the most enduring photographs are not necessarily the big moment, but
it's like that candid moment.
The one beforehand, it's actually one of the great photographers of all time, Henri Cartier-Bresson, who was the first master of the 35mm starting in the 20s. He captured what he called the decisive moment. And you would think that that's the moment of peak action. It's not. It's the split second before peak action. It's the moment that's filled with anticipation, so you can feel what's about to happen. and it almost makes you catch your breath. It's that in-between slice of time.
That fear on that person's face before they walk out on stage.
Right, exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah,
So this film that's going to be displayed at MTSU, tell us, how do we go about seeing it, and what's the title of it?
The title of it is called Deep Roots, and that's the same title as the lifelong exhibit. I mean, the 30-something years of work that I did in Mississippi.
Is this all on the Delta?
Roughly so. It's really the whole state of Mississippi and blues culture and all the cultural institutions that led to the creation of blues, which is statewide, but most of it is in the Delta. So a few years ago, I had a massive exhibit at the Baldwin Gallery at MTSU. And so backing up a little bit, there's a filmmaker named Robert Muggy, and he is a very famous music documentary photographer. He made a film in 1991 called Deep Blues, and it had a massive impact on my life. When I saw it, I would realize that there's this amazing culture going on in Mississippi that I wasn't aware of, and I started making pilgrimages down there. So cut to 30 years later, and I've known him over the years, and he decides to make basically a film about my reaction to his first film, which is the entirety of my work and of the local music that I make with the Jake Lake Stompers, which we've been a band for 21 years playing the old music from the 20s and 30s. So he's put together this documentary film about, it's really me as the core in the center of a larger group of several musicians in this work that I've done in Mississippi. And he's filmed at the Lineball Library when we were playing there for the music reading program 2 years ago. And me interviewed at the museum, the Baldwin Gallery, showing all that, also in Mississippi with some local musicians. This film that he's put together is going to be shown Thursday at 6 p.m. at 103, room 103, the Bragg Mass Comm building. And you can park in the big lot beside it after 5:30. I think they don't give tickets after that. It's a free showing. The great journalist Ron Wynn is going to be interviewing myself and the filmmaker, Bob Muggy, after the showing. And it's going to be a really good time. There's going to be a lot of folks there. So if you come and get there early.
I know we only have 20 seconds left, but again, it is Deep Roots, the Art and Music of Bill Stieber and Friends. And again, you can learn more just by Googling that and MTSU online. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.